In this video, I'm going to be talking about a chapter in this book that I wrote a few years ago. The chapter is called, If You're Not Having Fun, Stop Training. How I feel about this particular topic today is different than how I felt about it when I wrote it a while ago. My thought process back then when I wrote this chapter, If You're Not Having Fun, Stop Training, was about preserving the fun to train. If you're not having fun, what ends up happening is it's not fair to the dog, which is true. And it's not fair to you, okay? Like, why would you wanna do this if it constantly upset you? Why would you wanna deal with the headaches of training dogs if it upsets you? Right? Why would you wanna do that, right? Especially if you're a dog trainer. I'm talking to you if you train dogs, if you get paid to train other people's dogs. Right? Why would you wanna do that if it upsets you so much? We know, we've seen cases of dog trainers that have done cruel things, that downright abused animals in the name of dog training. There are dog trainers that have been caught on video injuring dogs during a training session. I don't mean just correcting, I mean flat out injuring, breaking legs, right? Injuring, going to the point where the dog had to get medical attention. Just absolutely disturbing images, right? And there are pictures and videos, there are evidence of people that have just lost their shit and they've taken it out on their dogs. My thought process when I wrote this was, you know, if you're not having fun, stop training. And then I put the solution, have fun, let go of your expectations momentarily, but strive to do better, become better, enjoy the process. Another thing that might help is surround yourself with people who actually enjoy what they do. This is all nice. And at the time, I felt strongly about this, and I obviously put it on paper and I put it in a book. And still, to this day, there's nothing wrong with it. I think the suggestions here are great. Now, my perspective today is you gotta just tough it up. You just have to freaking do it, all right? It's not always fun, but at the end of the day, there is a bigger reason you're doing it. Whatever your reason is, maybe you do need to pay those bills. Maybe you do need to feed your family organic food and that costs money. You know, maybe you have a lot of bills. Maybe somebody in your family is sick. Maybe you're sending your kids to college. Whatever it is, fun does not have to be part of it. If you're a professional dog trainer, who cares if it's not fun? Roll your sleeves and just get it done. It sucks. Sometimes it does. Sometimes you're gonna clean shitty crates and it's not fun. And no amount of surrounding yourselves around positive people is gonna make that fun, okay? A shitty crate is a shitty crate. When you have a dog that is just not making progress, you're gonna get frustrated. It's not gonna be fun. It's gonna drain some of it out. The distractions are gonna get to you. The pressure is gonna get to you, and it's going to not always be fun. But if you are a dog trainer, if you get paid to take care of other people's dogs, you gotta freaking do it. Put yourself in their situation. You might go, well, I can't, I'm a dog trainer, right? I'm not gonna pay somebody to train my dog. Okay, put yourself in their situation in a different context. If I go to a doctor because I'm not feeling well, I take my family to the doctor because maybe they need to go to the doctor, right? Or I take them to a specialist, or I need to go to a specialist. I do not care if that professional is having fun. They just need to get their crap done. They need to take care of me. They need to take care of my family. They need to provide a service to the best of their ability. Nothing less than that is acceptable. They need to do their shit. They need to do it whether it's fun or not. I don't care if they've been doing it for 20 years and they're not as excited about it as they were 5 years in. They have to get it done. It's part of being an adult, and you have to sometimes say, this sucks, but I gotta get it done. If you are a dog trainer, you don't have a choice. You have to just get it done right. You have to do it because clients are counting on you. People expect the best, and you have to give them the best. And it is inconvenient sometimes, okay? Sometimes you gotta get up early. Sometimes you gotta stay up really late. And sometimes you're gonna have a long freaking day. Right? And sometimes you're gonna deal with some people, some clients that maybe are not the best ideal clients. You're gonna have those moments. You have to be an adult and go, this sucks, it doesn't matter, we gotta get it done.